beings on Earth, and they're yesterday of Islam, so to speak. But in addition to that, we want to show the truth of a lot of things that people have misunderstood over the centuries. A lot of the problem really has been that people just take things and repeat them without checking them out. Another problem comes up, and I was listening to a brother speak on this today, and it was it's very true what he was saying, that a lot of times people will just say things even when they know it wasn't true, but they just continue saying it until they begin to believe it. And subhanAllah, that's a disease that we have in the West, here in this mentality of materialism, that just say something over enough times and then suddenly it becomes truth. And what was known to be a lie in one generation is truth to another generation, just because people repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Some examples of that, of course, are things like saying that they're about Santa Claus. When the children grow up knowing there's Santa Claus, they know it. They have no doubt. There must be. My mother told me, my grandfather, my father, my aunt, uncle, cousin, and my teachers, my friends, everybody I know is talking about Santa Claus. I have no reason to doubt it. Then all of a sudden, one day, an older child comes to you and says, there is no Santa Claus. And you look at him and you're thinking, now this guy's speaking corporate. How come he's saying such a thing? I have my own case. I remember I went home to my mother. And I said, you know, Mom, there's some kids in school, and they said there's no Santa Claus. My mother's washing dishes, you know, looking out the window. And she said, what? I said, the kids at school are saying there's no Santa Claus. She didn't even look down at me. You know what she said? Don't tell your sisters. Don't tell your sisters. And I'm going like, what? So what I'm saying is that the effect that this has a horrible effect on children, and they begin to realize that there's such a thing as telling lies, and that those lies are in a sense true, because then they're being made a part of this lie to carry on from generation after generation. Of course, I picked something that's real easy to key in on, but there are some other things that have been going on that we have perpetuated, which are actually wrong. It's wrong for us to say things without knowing where they came from. I guess that's pretty much what I'm trying to lean in on here, because without the truth, we can't be guided. And with the truth, we'll only be guided. And it's interesting, because look at this. Truth and guidance are two of the names that are associated with the lost crown of Allah's attributes, because he is Al-Haq. And Al-Haq, and I'm not Arab, so I don't have a strong that cough sound. I don't have it very strong, but that's the idea of Qaf, you know, Al-Haq, there we go. Anyway, this is one of Allah's attributes, one of his 99 names. He is the absolute, the epitome of truth, without doubt, okay? Almighty God. Now, another of his names, though, is Al-Hadi. And Al-Hadi means the guide. He's the one who guides to the truth. And the word in the Quran, the first time this word appears, is actually in the opening itself, the opening to the Quran, the opening to guidance, and the opening to your life is in this book. And it's amazing. The very word that's used right here was used by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad. He used this word. He talked about this word, and he said about this, and I've mentioned it before in some of the other programs, that it amazed me, because when he said that Allah revealed something in Quran he had never revealed before in any previous scripture, and it's in Surah Fatiha, and it is this ayah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina, and Ihdi, right here. This is from the word Hidayah, okay, guidance. Guide us to the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now why would he say that? Why would he say this has never been revealed before? So I went and got my concordance of the Bible. I don't know if any of you know what that is, but it's a book that actually lists every single word that's in the Bible. You can find any word every time it appears, and then it'll show you where it is. You can go look it up, and then it even has a dictionary to show what it means. So I was positive. There's got to be something like this. And you know what? Absolutely, he was telling the truth. There is nothing like that in the Bible. There is something similar, but not those words. It leads up to it. Look at this. In a clear hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a clear hadith that Yeah, I got a phone call here. I'm sorry. I'm at the Sonic. See, I'm broadcasting right now. Sorry. I'm with that. My fault. I should have turned the phone off. Okay. Right. The prophet Sonic said in Kerelief, which is like, exactly like a passage that is in the Bible, about, if you're familiar with Bible, you know that it says you shall, if you ask, you shall receive, if you seek, you shall find, if you knock, then it'll be open to you. Okay, now, if you understood that, and he's saying the same thing, then I thought, well, logically, this has to be there. But then I thought about it. It doesn't tell you what to ask for. It doesn't tell you what to seek, and it doesn't tell you what to knock on. And the more you think about it, that's true. And in fact, look at this. If a person asks, what will he ask, and who will he ask? And if a person is seeking, what should he seek for, and who should he seek it from? And then you come to the subject, knock. What do you mean knock? What has that got to do? The other two are clear, but what is knock? And then it's going to be opened. That clearly means you're standing at a door. There's no doubt. You're not going to be, you know, knocking on a window and crawl through a window. It's obviously some kind of a door or an opening of some kind. And subhanAllah, that's the name of the very first surah of the Quran, the opening. And when I thought about it, I said, this is amazing. This is amazing. Because if that's right, then the answer should be in that surah, in that chapter. And there it is. Guidance. This is it. So you knock at the door of the Quran, and it opens, and there's the opening, and here it comes. Guide us to the straight path. SubhanAllah. And Allah is the Al-Hadi. And it means the guide. He's the only guide. And he begins to unfold the story to tell us more about it. We describe the path of those that have the favor of Allah, and not the path of those that have his anger, not the path of those that go astray. Now this is the thing, of course, you know that we hear this every time we pray. 17 times a day you recite that, if you pray 5 times a day. But then, it didn't really tell us how we're going to get it. It just said that's what we're asking for, but where does it come? And you go, look, just go to the next surah of the Quran. Surah Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, right? Now look what it says. Zalika Kitabu La Rayba Fi. This is the book wherein there is no doubt. Huda, what is Huda? Al-Mustaqim. Al-Mustaqim, I'm sorry. I'm doing this from memory, I don't have a Quran here, sorry. Huda al-Mustaqim. It's a source of guidance. Huda, guidance. Hidayah. For those people who have self-worth, piety, or piousness, or God consciousness. SubhanAllah. There's the answer. And this is the question that people have been seeking after and seeking after and seeking after. And I know a lot of people may not appreciate the value of this thing to the full extent, but if you really knew what it's like when you're not being guided, and then suddenly Allah guides you, well, there is no comparison. And I want to share something with you if I can, and I hope this works out. It's another little experiment that I'm trying to do with you to let you hear. This was recorded earlier. A sister in Islam, whose name is Khadija now, she came to Islam. She's brand new to Islam, and she sent a letter to me to give permission to put her story out. I'm going to recite it for you now from an earlier recording that I made, and I hope I can adjust the sound on it so that you can hear it. But it was so beautiful the way she said it, and I feel the same thing. And I'm sure from the many letters and emails and the shahadas that we've given over the last 11 years, and I've heard the same thing from so many people, I'm sure that she is really embodying the very things that all of us feel, and how we feel toward those who we leave behind when we come into the light of Islam. So bear with me now as I try to set this up for you to hear it. Here it comes. Inshallah. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. I would like to read to you a story submitted by one of our sisters in Islam. His friend is his man. We pray for her. Thank her for sharing the story with us.
Are you able to hear it all right?
The story is entitled, My Search for Truth. Okay, let me try.
I had walked in many different ways in my life, searching for the truth about God. Most of my life was spent walking in darkness without actually knowing God, or myself for that matter. I simply accepted the words of others as being true. But yet I could not make myself believe what they said. I think of my life as having been a runaway Catholic. I was born in that religion. I was raised in that religion and married in that religion, but I never really felt that I had made a choice for myself. Sure, I was raised in an old-fashioned way to follow all the rules, but without really knowing why. I followed the steps that were necessary to get in, yet I never felt like I was my own person, that I was making my own choice in the matter. I didn't feel that I was following God. It seemed that most of my life had passed by me without finding the truth. Then my most beloved ones, they passed away. I lost my father and my mother and my brother. I even lost my husband. But now I realize that I too had really been lost. I've been walking a lifetime surrounded by dark shadows and great anger. Empty and sorrow for all that I had inside was darkness on my side. It wasn't until I lost them, those who were close to me, the most important in my life, that I realized that I'd lost myself. Because I never knew God. Praying with my mind to just saying words was all that I had ever been possible. I was just lost in that darkness. It was a darkness that only God could guide me from to bring me to Him. It's true. When searching for the light of truth, I was unaware that I was being guided by some force and that was leading me. I was being guided out of the darkness by God Himself into the light of all truth. And strangely, it may seem, as I came closer to the light of truth, I began to encounter hatred and prejudice from my own family, my friends, my loved ones, the very people that I loved the most, was turned against me, the enemy. My own ignorance could account for such behavior. They are rejecting what they don't understand. They treat it as false simply because they fail to comprehend the light of the truth. It is as though they don't want the truth unless it's going to be the truth on their terms. What religion teaches such hatred? How can these people live with so much darkness in their hearts? Except that it is that their souls are being destroyed in hell. Almighty God has given mankind to me and to death. So why is it that they choose not to use them? It gives the brain the ability to reason and choose for themselves. Yet some still choose to blindly follow others in the darkness. I ask, isn't it worth the effort to follow what God has ordered? Consider what He has given all of us. Why not just do what He asked us to do? Unless and until mankind acknowledges these basic truths, they will never be guided out of the darkness and into the light of the truth. To surrender, submission, obedience, and peace will come as a result of this act. My first words for the truth of Almighty God, I had promised never to walk in darkness. So I walked on past those who closed their doors to me. My soul began to open the real truth with guidance coming from the Almighty. I knew I would find the real truth of life now. I began to realize the source of all my pain and suffering. Humans are the cause of their own suffering and pain. I know now that I'm walking my walk according to God and His promise to be done. At last, at long last, I feel safe for the first time in my life. I have studied many days and prostitute of religion, worshiping God. I discovered there was really only one. One truth. The only truth. And that's the knowledge that Almighty God is one. One. Alone. Without partner. And it is in the truth to worship Almighty God. As Jesus commanded. It is the knowledge and worship that was ordered by all his truthfulness and honored prophets. God is one, and is only one. There is none to worship beside him. He was the first of the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. He tells us that he is jealous God. To believe that God is one Lord and to love him with all our hearts and all our minds and all our souls is the great first commandment preached by Jesus in the book of Mark, in chapter 12, verse 29. And to obey his commandments, which is also part of the disciples in all of us, to pray to Almighty God and ask for his will. Not our will, not our desires, not our love, be done on earth. Why not take time to teach the truth so you can take yourself and your loved ones away from the hellfire? It's your choice. It's your life. If you only get one life, only one choice. You make this final. Choose wisely. Surrender and submission to Almighty God by obeying his commandments is the truth. And mankind is hiding from the truth, leaving himself and his loved ones astray in pain and in misery. They're only rejecting the truth, the love, the protection from Almighty God, while they're accepting pain and suffering, and ultimately, hellfire. Where there's no capacity to love, there's no capacity to know the truth, the God and God. Of Almighty God. There is no truth except the reality of the truth of one Almighty God. And it's for those who call themselves God-fearing people that they curse me without me. I pray for you. As for all my family, pray your loved ones. We pray their doors close their hearts to me because you feel the truth. I believe, and I pray for you too. There is none worthy to worship except Almighty God alone without any partner. And all the messengers from Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus, and Muhammad, who is the son of all, brought this exact thing to the They are the true messages of Almighty God. This is the letter shared with us from our sister. So you can inform your kingdom and her walk, her way, your life, her life, and your plan. And your life, by the time. This is the end of the month, the bar, and I'm teaching you from it. This is exactly the same thing to follow. And the word is an expression of the standard commission of obedience and sincerity and peace to Almighty God. You have to have the one on earth. Oh, and the one who judges is called the Muslim.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين هو الذي جعلنا مسلمين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us and we thank him for making us Muslims. That was so profound that I read it into the recording today, so it had it tonight.
for this event. I really am so proud of our sister and how she was able to overcome so much. And she, like so many of our new sisters and brothers who come to Islam, has no support at all where she's at. There are no Muslims in the area that she's been able to locate. This is becoming, unfortunately, a story I'm hearing all too often. I don't know if because the Muslims are hiding or what, but you know, this is, and two in one state, in one area, actually, are saying that they're Muslims and there are no Muslims in that area. I tried to find some in the area for them and I wasn't able to do so. So we just have to ask Allah to make it easy for her and for all the new Muslims who are coming into Islam. And the numbers have increased. We now have tens of thousands who have entered into Islam in recent months. We're unable to document them all, for many of them we don't even know and maybe never will know until the next life. But what we do know is that Allah will continue to guide those who are sincere and they're seeking Him and they're asking Him and they're knocking in the right place. And the place to knock is on that book, which is the Quran, to open it and to read. And I also just heard tonight a Jewish gentleman just entered into Islam, and they went to him and they wanted to ask him why. They were amazed. And so some of the brothers, and one brother's been calling people Islam by the thousands, and he went to this man, this Jewish gentleman, and he said to him, "We just want to ask you one question. You know, what was it? What was it that made you come to Islam?" He said, "I read the Quran." He said, "When I read the Quran, I realized it had to be from God, because nobody else but a Jew would know so much truth about what we really do and how we really are. My God, how's that for the truth?" Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is guiding those people who are on this path, this search for truth and the search for guidance. I ask Allah to guide all of us and keep us on the right way, because, you know, if we're not careful, Allah can always destroy us and replace us with the people who will worship Him alone. So we ask Allah for that guidance, for that truth, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all the people come into Islam and to forgive us for our shortcomings in not helping more than we have. My dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, please visit our website and see what we're trying to do there and support us with your prayers, your dua, and certainly by recommending our website and this live broadcast, which is on 24 hours a day. And may Allah bless Sister Layla and bless Muhammad Sayyid Adli and all the brothers and all the shiyukh who are working so hard on this project. May Allah bless all of us and hold us together firm. I'm going to return, inshallah, now to the convention here in Toronto and try to bring you more updates as things happen. If you like, I can try to come back on later this evening, give you a bit of an update, and then tomorrow as well. And then our live broadcast again tomorrow night at 7. Inshallah, if we're able to get a phone line in there, my actual broadcast will be my speech that I'll be giving there in front of the thousands of people that have assembled here to learn about uniting the Muslims under the banner of the faith of Islam here in Toronto tomorrow night. So again, brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah bless you, may Allah keep you, and Allah guard and protect His deen and save all of us from the hellfire. Till next time, this is Yusuf Astor signing off, reminding you to visit our site, Islam Tomorrow, our other site, Islam Yesterday, and download that flash programming, see what you think about it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.